Have you ever landed on a runway where the only thing between you and a mountain is your own judgment? I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and today I'm taking you somewhere that will absolutely ruin every paved runway you ever roll out on again. I'm standing at Johnson Creek, Identifier 3 Uniform, 2, a 3,400-foot grass strip carved into the mountains of central Idaho, about 20 miles east of McCall. And when I say carved into the mountains, I mean it. You are at 5,100 feet of elevation, tucked into a valley with ridgelines pressing in on both sides, the Salmon River country stretching out in every direction, and the only sound right now is wind in the ponderosa pines, and the tick-tick-tick of my engine cooling down after the approach I just flew. I am not kidding. This place is unreal. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let me set the scene for you because I need you to feel this. It is early June. The snow is just off the peaks, but you can still see white up on the ridges above 7,000 feet. The grass on the runway is green, like impossibly green, the kind of green you only get from snowmelt and mountain sun. There are maybe a dozen airplanes parked along the edge of the strip, a couple of Super Cubs, a Cessna 180 on big Tundra tires, a Husky, a Mole, and then mine, looking a little overdressed for the party, if I'm honest. Johnson Creek is managed by the Idaho Department of Aeronautics, and they maintain it beautifully. They mow the runway, they keep the windsock up. There's a pit toilet, a couple of fire rings, and some campsites right along the creek that the strip is named for. That's it. No fuel, no FBO, no terminal building, no nothing, and that is the entire point. You fly here to disappear.
Let me tell you about the approach, because this is where your heart rate goes up. You come in from the northwest, following the valley. The strip runs roughly north-south, runway 16 and 34, and the thing about mountain strips is the wind does not behave the way it does in Kansas. The thermals are bouncing off the canyon walls. You've got updrafts on one side and downdrafts on the other, and the wind sock at Johnson Creek can be doing something completely different from what you felt 2 miles out, so you fly the approach with your eyes wide open, speed nailed. You come in over the trees, which are tall, and the threshold comes up fast. You touch down on grass that feels like landing on a mattress compared to pavement. The mains sink in just a little. You roll out and the mountains are right there in your windshield, and you think, how is this real? I talked to a guy named Dave who was camped by the creek with his wife and their yellow Super Cub. They had flown in from Boise the day before, had a tent set up, a little camp stove going, 2 folding chairs by the water. He told me they do this 4 or 5 times a summer, just pick a backcountry strip, load the cub and go. I asked him what it is about this place. He looked at me like I had asked the dumbest question in the world. He said, where else can you land an airplane, walk 50 feet, and have your toes in a mountain creek with nobody around for miles? He's right, I took my boots off and checked. The water is freezing, by the way, snowmelt cold, the kind of cold where you gasp and then you just stand there because the view upstream is so good you forget your feet are going numb.
Here is what you need to know if you want to fly into Johnson Creek. First, this is backcountry flying real. Backcountry flying. The Idaho Division of Aeronautics, along with organizations like the Recreational Aviation Foundation, the RAF, work hard to keep strips like this open and maintained. But you are on your own out here. There is no cell service. There is no radar coverage below the ridgelines. If something goes wrong on the ground, you are a long way from help. Second, you need to understand density altitude. 5,100 feet of elevation in June, with the sun baking that valley, your density altitude can push 7,000 feet or higher by early afternoon. That 3,400-foot strip starts feeling a lot shorter when your airplane thinks it's at 7,000 feet. Experienced backcountry pilots fly in early crack of dawn, early cool air, dense air, maximum performance. Then they camp, enjoy the day, and fly out the next morning. You do not take off from Johnson Creek at 2 in the afternoon in July, you just don't. Third, get some training first. I cannot stress this enough. There are backcountry flight schools in McCall, in Cascade, and in Boise that specialize in exactly this kind of flying. They will teach you how to read a mountain strip, how to evaluate the wind, how to do a go-around when the go-around means climbing into a box canyon, how to load for short field performance, how to use those tundra tires. This is not the place to figure it out on your own for the first time. Take a weekend course. It might be the most fun flying you have ever done, and it will absolutely make you a better pilot everywhere else, too. Now, Johnson Creek is really just the gateway drug. Once you've landed here and felt what it's like, you start looking at the map and realizing that Idaho has dozens of backcountry strips maintained by the State Chamberlain Basin. Thomas Creek, Cold Meadows, Sulphur Creek Ranch, and the legendary strips along the Middle Fork of the Salmon River. Places with names like Indian Creek and Flying Bee Ranch and Marble Creek, where the approaches thread through canyons and the runways are short and sloped and absolutely magnificent.
There is a community around this, and I love it. I met a woman named Chris at the campsite who was flying a Mall M7 on 29-inch Alaskan bushwheels. The tires alone were almost as tall as my kneecaps. She has been flying the Idaho backcountry for 11 years. She volunteers with the Recreational Aviation Foundation, doing strip maintenance, trail clearing, windsock replacement. She told me about a work party they did at a strip called Reed Ranch, where they spent a weekend clearing brush from the approach path with chainsaws and hand tools, so pilots could keep using it safely. Volunteers, pilots who fly in with camping gear and chainsaws because they love these places so much they will spend their weekends keeping them alive. That is aviation community at its absolute purest. No vendor booths, no ticket prices, just people who care about keeping wild runways open. I walked the full length of the strip twice, once to check the surface, which was firm and smooth with just a few soft spots near the north end by the creek, and once because I just wanted to walk it again. You can hear the creek the whole time. There are wildflowers starting to pop in the grass along the edges. A red-tailed hawk was circling above the ridge to the east, riding a thermal like it was showing off. The air smells like pine and clean dirt, and that particular mountain smell that you only get above 5,000 feet, where the air is thin enough to taste. I sat on my wing for 20 minutes and just watched. Two more airplanes came in while I was there. A Cessna 185 on floats, which tells you the pilot probably came from one of the lakes nearby and swapped to wheels. Actually, no. This one had the big Tundra tires and amphib floats, which is the ultimate Idaho backcountry setup, and a carbon cub that came in so slow over the tree line I thought it was going to hover, touch down in maybe 400 feet. 400 feet on grass. The pilot got out grinning ear to ear, and I completely understood why. This is what general aviation was always supposed to feel like. You and an airplane in a wild place and nothing else. One more thing. If you fly into Johnson Creek or any Idaho backcountry strip, pack it in and pack it out. Leave nothing. These places survive because the pilots who use them treat them with respect. The Idaho Department of Aeronautics and the Recreational Aviation Foundation count on us to keep these strips clean and usable. No trash. No fire scars outside the rings. No buzzing the wildlife. Fly in like a guest. Leave it better than you found it. My source material today comes from the Idaho Division of Aeronautics Backcountry Airstrip Guide and conversations with pilots on the ground at Johnson Creek. If you want more, the Recreational Aviation Foundation has incredible resources on backcountry strips across the West at theraf.org. I am still thinking about that creek water on my feet and that carbon cub floating over the trees. Find me at radiohangar.com. Go fly somewhere that scares you a little. You will not regret it. Ramp out.